Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In this edition of our Farmers Guidebook series, we wrap up our stop over in Westmoreland by looking at the sheen, one of the parish's focus crops. I'm Camille Guthrie. Good morning.
That's the way to go, we should understand. Productivity is the way to go for all us Jamaicans. Small business, big business, old and young, we are telling every woman and man. Productivity.
A message brought to you by the Jamaica Productivity Center. Productivity, the pathway to prosperity.
The sheen is sometimes called taro, edo, or malanga. It is a tall growing tropical plant resembling the ornamental elephant ear plant and the cocoa yam. The main production areas for the crop are Portland, St. James, St. Elizabeth, St. Catherine, and Westmoreland. It's no wonder farmers in the West are being encouraged to plant the sheen as a priority crop.
We encourage our farmers to plant 2 feet by 1 foot along the row. It will take approximately 21,780 plants per acre. And we're looking at a yield of approximately 10,000 pounds per acre.
RADA's acting manager for the parish, Harold Allen. Dryland and wetland are the two types of dasheen. Wetland dasheen is basically grown in wet areas and, as the name suggests, dryland grown in dry areas. The difference between the two is that the wetland dasheen produces several basal suckers which are broken off during reaping, leaving open eyes that are prone to spoilage, while the dryland dasheen produces few of these basal suckers and therefore are not prone to spoil as easily. As a result, exporters prefer the dryland dasheen. However, regardless of the type you are planting, the planting material must be properly prepared.
The preparation of the sucker is very simple. We encourage our farmers to get rid of the loose tissue around it and also to have that area well cleaned. So when it goes into the hole, growth will commence as quickly as possible. So the cleaning process is very simple.
After prepping comes planting, then fertilization to boost crop production.
We encourage farmers to use 14-28-14 fertilizer of nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. And we encourage them to use approximately 1/4 pound to each root. And we encourage them to cover the fertilizer because the covering is so important. Because if you do not cover it, whenever the rain falls, it will wash away the fertilizer. And also, the nitrogen component of it will go up into the atmosphere. We call it volatilization. So we have to ensure that we cover it to trap the nitrogen component of it so that it stays down into the soil.
RADA's acting manager for Westmoreland, Harold Allen. In at least 6 months' time, you will be reaping your dasheen, and some farmers may opt to export the produce. Here are some things you should know if you decide to export. Dasheen corms sold for the export trade must be free from all insects and excess soil. The end must be cut clean, leaving about 1.5 centimeters on the corm. All hair and scale leaves must be removed, therefore cleaning the corm, leaving it fairly smooth and well trimmed. And the shoot must be cut off close to its base, leaving a small area of exposed corm tissue. To learn more about the requirements to export the sheen, or just to get more information on what's involved in cultivating the crop, contact your RADA Parish office. The proverb for this morning is, I feel like gumbe drum without goat skin. Translation, to feel like a gumbe drum without goat skin. And this means to feel out of place. And with that, we wrap up this morning's program. Join us again tomorrow. We might just be in your parish as we travel across the island looking at the focus crops for each. I'm Camille Guthrie, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.